referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've been lucky enough to be on the cover many times.
And he's on the cover of Time again, as Donald Trump has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2016, beating out former rival Hillary Clinton, as well as Beyonce and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It means a lot, especially me growing up reading Time magazine, and you know, it's a very important magazine.
Trump speaks on NBC's Today Show. A pair of plane crashes to talk about as search and rescue efforts are continuing off the coast of Japan, looking for the pilot of U.S. Marine Corps F-A-18 that went down today during a training mission. Military officials say the pilot ejected after some sort of mishap. The aircraft was assigned to the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing based in Japan. And a Pakistan passenger jet with 50 people aboard has gone down during a domestic flight in that country. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift set sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've been lucky enough to be on the cover many times.
And he's on the cover of Time again, as Donald Trump has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2016, beating out former rival Hillary Clinton, as well as Beyonce and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It means a lot, especially me growing up reading Time magazine, and you know, it's a very important magazine.
Trump speaks on NBC's Today Show. A pair of plane crashes to talk about as search and rescue efforts are continuing off the coast of Japan, looking for the pilot of U.S. Marine Corps F-A-18 that went down today during a training mission. Military officials say the pilot ejected after some sort of mishap. The aircraft was assigned to the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing based in Japan. And a Pakistan passenger jet with 50 people aboard has gone down during a domestic flight in that country. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Events being held in Honolulu, Hawaii, as well as New York City, and in Washington as America remembers the attack on Pearl Harbor 75 years ago today.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of Japan.
The attack killed more than 2,400 people and drew America into World War II, changing the course of the 20th century.
Never say never. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's Vice President Joe Biden on late night TV trying to clear up the rumors about his intentions about running for president in 2020.
I'm a great respecter of fate. I don't plan on running again, but to say you know what's going to happen in 4 years, I just think is not rational.
The 74-year-old Biden commenting during his appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The fire chief in Oakland, California, declaring a local state of emergency as the search and recovery operations continue at the site of last week's deadly warehouse fire. Chief Teresa Reed says they are in the final phase of that operation, but that searchers will not stop until they've gone through every single inch of that warehouse. She says they've identified 35 of the 36 victims recovered so far from that Friday night fire. Wow, talk about a tough crowd at a comedy club. Detectives in New Jersey are looking for suspects who fired dozens of shots during such a show in New Jersey a few days ago. Scott Pringle has that story.
Dramatic video shows Brooklyn comedian Tony Bird telling a joke and then running off stage as bullets started flying.
I see a lot of bling around this nation.
Evidence shows three guns were involved, 30 bullets fired, and several people recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. Detectives believe somebody was targeted inside the show. Now, this happened Friday night at the Sports in the City Food and Lounge in Bloomfield. A $5,000 reward is being offered in the case. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise comes to the aid of fellow Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who has a habit of smoking ribs on the balcony of his Capitol Hill office. A Capitol official said it was a fire hazard and he had to stop. Scalise defends Gohmert and ends up getting the Capitol to back down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamiro, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. Today's show topic is holiday stress. I don't know about you, but I've got it. And the holidays just barely starting. So I thought it would be a good idea to talk about it and look at what are some things that we might be able to do to help relieve some of the stress. And the stress is real. The thing about the holidays is we don't stop cleaning our houses and we don't stop going to work and we don't stop preparing meals for our families or paying our bills or attending to whatever family needs we have. Those things don't stop so that we can put up the Christmas tree, light the menorah, do whatever the holiday of our I don't want to necessarily use the word choice, but, you know, whatever celebration that we practice, that's probably the better word. So there's the additional grocery shopping and the additional baking and the additional the cards to the mail and the decorating and the wrapping of presents and the music for the holidays and sending out invitations and the parties and the food, and we add that to the mix of what is already stress in our lives. I don't know about you, but I know for me, I find that I have very little time for myself. As a licensed professional counselor and someone who promotes self-care, I find it unfortunate that I am not doing such a great job of practicing what I preach. And part of that is because of the number of things on my plate. So what I wanted to talk about today is how do we either eliminate something or some other things that we can do and even that I can do. You know, one of the things that happens quite often when I'm working with a client, I will talk about some of my own life's challenges. I do think that that's helpful. And so when I say that my life is already stressed, you know, I wasn't here last week. I was on vacation. And sometimes going on vacation, that was a really wonderful thing. I come back and my adrenaline has turned off. And then somehow I've got to turn it back on to get back in gear for all of the things that I need to do. And that's not easy. So one of the things is that I think it's important is to really look at our schedules. It's really important. I had the opportunity to put a client in this morning, and I chose not to do that. Why? Because I think it's important to give ourselves breaks. It's important to just give yourself some downtime. Take in several deep breaths, to meditate, even if it's for a few minutes, or just relax. You notice just as I say those words, my voice calms down. Quieting down our mind can be very useful. Practicing mindfulness is one of the ways to do that. And mindfulness is a meditative activity where we use our five senses. So while I am cutting cookies out, okay, I've just rolled them out and I'm cutting them out, I'm actually thinking about it. I'm thinking about the texture of the dough, what it looks like, what it smells like, the shape of the cookie cutter, the pressure I'm putting on the cookie cutter to cut out the shape, picking the cookie up, placing it on the cookie tray, the smell of the aromas of the house as cookies are cooked. Cookies are baking. I'm in the present moment. And that is a very, very relaxing process, practicing mindfulness. And we can do this in anything and everything that we do. So it means being present to brushing our teeth.
Excited about being able to host some guests that are going to talk about an event coming up that's very, very special in just a moment. But I did want to let you know if you happen to be listening in and you're in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Sorry about that. I have no idea how that happened. Anyway, some other show just broke in. But got that taken care of. Back to mindfulness. Again, it is something where we practice in the present moment. A lot of times I suggest to my clients to use the word now. Now I'm breathing in. Now I'm breathing out. Now I notice my shoulders are relaxing. It doesn't take very long to do this. And like I said, we can practice mindfulness in just about everything we do. Folding laundry, making dinner, brushing our teeth. It really is a quick way to relax, 1 to 5 minutes. Just doing some deep breathing is a very quick way to relax. Generally speaking, throughout the day, we're running around. We don't even notice that our breathing is shallow. When I say shallow, Notice most of your breathing is in the upper part of your chest, that you're not breathing all the way down into the back where your lungs are, all the way down into the abdomen where your lungs actually are located, into your stomach. That doesn't mean taking air into your stomach. It means just filling your lungs. Our lungs are protected by our rib cage. So if you could feel your rib cage, that's how large your lungs are. They're pretty big. You can do this while you're sitting at a stoplight, standing in line at a checkout, waiting for someone to answer the phone as the phone is ringing. Just doing some deep breathing. One of the things to do is to add a little exercise. Exercise is a great way to reduce stress. And it doesn't have to be any big thing. You don't have to go join a gym. Park your car a little further away from the stores so that you walk a little bit further. Take the stairs rather than the escalator or the elevator. Do some stretches in the morning or at night before you go to bed. You don't want to get your heart rate up. You just want to stretch. The thing that I when I think about stretching, I like to think of a sponge. See, it's meditative. Sponge. My muscles are a sponge. All day long, my muscles have been soaking in the stress, soaking in the toxins. One of the things that happens is when I stretch and or contract tightly my muscles, pull them in, what I'm actually doing is I'm squeezing my muscles. I'm squeezing the stress out of my muscles, making room for the oxygen to come in. So stretching is a really good practice. It's not a whole lot of exercise, but it helps. Take a walk around the block. At your lunch hour, or lunch half an hour, eat for 20 minutes, walk for 10. Even if it means you're going up and down the staircase at your office. It really can help reduce fatigue and relieve some depression. Because depression does happen during the holidays. Some of that may be related to seasonal affective disorder, which is something I generally talk about this time of year. I'm not going to get into it right now. So that might be an aspect of it. Just the added activities, the anxiety over, oh, I'm going to gain weight this holiday, or I got to go visit, you know, my Aunt Marge, and, you know, and my going to have a Christmas dinner with my family, and my brother's going to be drunk, and, you know, all of those things, they are stressful. Trying to get the kids organized, and what am I going to buy, and money's running short, and deep breath. Exercise. Just a walk up and down the stairs or around the room. A few little exercises, some stretches. You don't have to take a yoga class. However, you can Google that stuff, yoga. There's a great app, a yoga app on my iPad. Speaking of concerns about weight. Oh my gosh, the goodies, the hors d'oeuvres, the candy, the cookies. Oh gosh, it should be Cookie-mas instead of Christmas. It's just, we're inundated with cookies. Somehow, Christmas cookies have become the thing. I know I tend to bake a lot of cookies. I love baking cookies. I love giving them out. Sometimes I've been known to bake 15 to 20 different kinds of cookies. Well, I don't think I'm going to do that this year. Part of it is because I don't need the cookies. Part of it is I'm not sure if I'm going to have time, and I don't want to force myself to do something that I may not have time to do. And I'm thinking about some other things that I might be able to give people other than cookies. And one of the things that happens at all these holiday parties is there's a strong tendency to eat the junk food. All of a sudden, we've got the holidays and it's like, oh, yeah, chips and dip season. No, I don't have to do that. I can stick to things like the vegetable tray. I can say, I'm not going to have hors d'oeuvres. I'm going to pass those up. I'm going to have dinner. I know what something sugary tastes like. I need to remind myself they're empty calories. I want to eat things that are healthy for me. I'm going to actually cook things that are healthy and prepare healthy things for my family. I'm going to choose healthy fats, such as olives and avocado. I'm going to make a conscious effort in the foods that I choose to eat at parties. Just because something looks, oh my God, look at all of that. That's wonderful. The spinach dip with the bread, you know. Maybe I'll have one and not go back for more. In addition, consumption of alcohol. Wow, this is the busy time of year. Eggnog and all of those things. It's really important to watch how much you consume. It's really tempting. But we have a month where we just, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have this onslaught of consumption of food and alcohol and parties. And while they might be fun, we really need to take a little bit of a step back and consider that this is not helping stress. It actually adds to stress. And the funny thing about stress is stress can come in two kinds of ways. There is fun stress. You know, people who enjoy a roller coaster, they love the stress of the roller coaster. They love that feeling. Other people find the way we consider stress a lot of times stressful. Oh, this is awful. But stress can be a positive thing, and some stress is needed. You know, a suspension bridge cannot be suspended without stress. Or an arch. An arch. You know, you walk through an arched doorway. The thing that keeps that arch together is stress. So we need some stress. But we also need to consider what is too much stress. So limit your consumption of alcohol, your consumption of comfort foods and pleasure foods and apple pie and cookies and pasta and get a little exercise in. What are you doing walking around the hors d'oeuvre table? Well, instead of taking off the table, I'm actually walking around it. You see, I'm standing in front of clam dip. And instead of taking some clam dip, I'm going to walk around the table to come back to the clam dip. I'm not going to walk around the table and just take the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. I'm going to take this, walk around the table, come back, and then maybe then take that, and then walk around the table, and then take something over there so that I'm actually exercising. I know it sounds a little silly. The other thing that's really important to help relieve the stress of the holidays is do something nice for yourself. Get a manicure, pedicure, facial, massage, a sauna. Do something for yourself. You might even want to buy yourself a gift. So often I know for myself, I run around all year, taking care of this, taking care of that. I don't usually, I'm not a shopper. That's me. So I don't usually buy something for myself because I'm not a shopper. So here I am in a store and I'm going to say, oh, you know what? That's something that I need, something that I'd like, something that I want. I don't usually shop. This is, even though it's Christmas, I'm going to buy this for myself. As a matter of fact, one of the things I do sometimes when I go Christmas shopping is I buy things for myself and then I give them to my husband and I say, here, wrap these for me. It's a really good way to go, oh, wow, look, I always wanted this sweater. You know, and I don't have to return it because he didn't buy the right one. We're under this false impression that our significant other is supposed to read our minds and know what we want and get the perfect thing for us. And, you know, sometimes they're really good at it. Sometimes they're not. And then we're disappointed and then we have to take it back and exchange it and think that, you know, gee, this person, he doesn't know anything about me. And get your own gifts. Give it to your significant other. Ask them to wrap it and then be surprised when you open it up. I don't know, it works for me. One of the things that I think is important as you get Christmas cards coming in, I know we have a tendency to say, oh, I have to sit down and do my Christmas cards. So one of the things that you can do is a Christmas card comes in, you have your pile of Christmas cards that need to go out, you pull it out, you say, dear, you know, Aunt Sue and Uncle Bob, have a Merry Christmas, because they just sent you a card. So you're going to just respond with a card that's right there. And then you add one or two others. So now you've just done three Christmas cards. You put them in the mail. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to sit down and do that Christmas card thing. And that's going to take several hours. And don't forget the letter. You can do the letter. That's easy. Not everybody gets a letter. I do a letter, but not everybody gets a letter because some people know what I've been doing all year. Most of my friends and families, there are a few people that I see maybe once or twice a year or don't see for years at a time, but we do exchange that ever famous Christmas letter just to keep up. So I might send that Christmas letter to 15 people. I might have 40 people I'm sending cards to, but not everybody gets a letter. Our time is precious. And so learning how to use it wisely can be very helpful. If you can afford it, this might be the time of the year where you get someone in to come in and clean your house once or twice. If you can afford that. Or if you're okay with it, let it go. You know, there's a strong tendency where, oh my God, I got to clean the house. I've got a Christmas party tonight. I've got to this and that and get the house all clean. And then everybody leaves and, oh my gosh, what a mess. And you know what I got to do? I got to clean the house. Well, how about this? Just to have your house organized, don't clean it. Clean it after the party. You might want to clean your bathroom a little bit, but for the most part, you don't need to run the vacuum and dust and make your life over the top to try and get your house to look perfectly clean when all the guests come in and trash it. Well, my guests don't trash my house, but there's still a lot of cleanup. So for me, I don't really need to do heavy-duty cleaning before guests to do heavy-duty cleaning after guests. It's really not necessary. It's about reducing some stress. Be generous. Now, what do I mean by being generous? Well, you don't have to be generous with buying big, expensive gifts, especially if you don't have the money. And it doesn't mean that you have to be generous giving to charities, because we get bombarded with all the charity requests at this time of year, you know, getting in the last tax deduction and before the year is up. It might be generous with a compliment. be generous with some time, if you can do that. Be generous with optimism, cheerfulness, calmness. Say thank you. Say please. Be generous with your manners. It's a good practice to get into, not just for the holiday season, but for the year in general. It's a great way to manage some stress. And for the most part, this is about the holiday of giving. And that's one of the things that we do. We give. However, we often remember that we also have to take care of ourselves. So there are things that we can do for that self-care, as I said. It's important to do things like know your limits. Know how much you can spend. Stay within your budget. Don't spend more than you've planned to spend. Listen to your body. It's a limit. I've had enough. I've had enough to drink. I've had enough to eat. Just because the table is still filled with all these foods doesn't mean that I need to consume them until I'm ready to burst. Just because the party is going on and you're tired, you can always say, you know what, I think it's time for me to leave. I'm tired. Listen to your body. Know your limits. Financially, food-wise, time-wise, sleep-wise. Definitely don't buy a gift that you're going to spend the rest of the year paying off. Because you just may not. And then you're going to add to it. It's just more stress. And one of the things that might be important is to do a little Googling and find out. I'm going to give something that's personal, something that's homemade, sort of like I'm going to have some mason jars and I'm going to create, you know, make your own. Instead of making cookies, I'll give everybody a thing of make your own cookies that I've done myself, or get some herbs and infuse it, some infused olive oil. Sometimes we think we have to go out and buy and buy and buy. And I know for me, my rule of thumb is I need to either be able to burn it, soak in it, or eat it. I really don't want any more tchotchkes. So it's something that I can use. Unless I'm really specific about it, I could use a dot, dot, dot. For the most part, it's something that, and when I say burn, I mean like incense or a candle. Bubble bath. Those types of things. I don't need another vase. And I think for the most part, most of us don't need another vase. Maybe a sweater. You know, those are things, though, that would be, you know, scarves. I have so many scarves. And I think all of us are like that, for the most part. I'm not going to say everybody, but most. One of the things that you can do for Christmas is you can donate. Donate some time. If you have billions of scarves, donate some scarves. It's okay to re-gift. Yes, it is okay to re-gift. So keep that in mind. You also might want to consider sharing tasks. We're going to have a little family meeting. It's the holiday season. We need everybody to chip in. This year, we're having all the family over on Christmas Day. I need everyone's help. I'm going to ask this one to help with setting the table, that one to run the vacuum, this one to clean the bathroom. I'm going to get it all organized. We're going to have a day where we're all going to get together as a family and bake. We're going to have a day where we're all going to wrap presents. Now, of course, if you have little children and Santa Claus is coming, then that's something that you have to think about. But as your children get older, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Sally's presents and I'm going to give them to Johnny and say, Johnny, I want you to wrap them. And I'm going to take Johnny's presents. I'm going to give them to Sally. I'm going to say, Sally, I want you to wrap them. And so that I'm sharing in the task. It becomes something that we do as a family. Each person gets to go in a room and wrap presents for somebody else, as long as I make sure that Sally's not wrapping her own presents. You know, sometimes that even does happen. It's okay. Do a cookie baking gathering, cookie exchange. That's what it's called. I've done those before. My gosh, you know what you make? You make one cookie and you walk away with, oh my gosh, this is such a variety. It's a great event. It's a wonderful thing to do. And it's okay to be realistic. Because, like I said, just when I started off, our regular daily tasks don't go away. We don't stop going to work. We don't stop cooking and cleaning and going grocery shopping. We don't stop paying our bills. Family problems don't resolve themselves during the holidays. So those things continue to happen. With that being said, it might be important to learn to say no. No, I can't come to that party. Or if I do come, I'm leaving early. Or if I do come, I'm leaving late. Or if I'm going to be visiting my family in Ohio for the Christmas holiday, you know what? I dread sleeping on that awful sofa bed. If you can afford it, get a hotel. Get a hotel room. A hotel room when we're visiting family is the most wonderful gift, because when I have had enough of Uncle Joe's crummy jokes and Mom and Dad are fighting again in the kitchen and the kids are running around and I need to say I'm done, I could say, you know what, guys, I'm tired. I'm going to go back to the hotel. I have my privacy, I have quiet, I don't have to share a bathroom with everybody else and Uncle Joe. If you can afford, and when I say afford it, you know what? I'll tell you what. There are hotels out there that are $49 a night. As long as there's no bugs, if it keeps me away from and gives me that quiet time and that separation, it works for me. I don't have to stay in a Taj Mahal, top-of-the-line hotel. I mean, if I can afford it, that's great. If I can't afford it, that's great, too. I need that little bit of space. I would rather say, you know, instead of us buying such and such a gift, we need 2 nights in a hotel while we're visiting family. I would rather make that our Christmas present. Think about it in that way. So that's being a little realistic. You're setting some boundaries. You know your limits. It helps reduce the stress. So I need to take I know I've been talking for a while, and I haven't taken a commercial break for a little bit, and I started off with lots of commercials. So I'm going to have another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about holiday stress and how to manage it. So, how do you know if you are stressed during the holiday? There's a good question. Well, you may have frequent bouts of anger or feel highly agitated, feel overwhelmed or sad or hopeless. You might notice moodiness. In other words, just your mood goes from high to low, just low mood, low energy. You might notice that you're feeling lonely or isolated. You're constantly worrying, feeling pessimistic, having trouble relaxing, trouble sleeping. You might notice either weight gain or weight loss. You might want to sleep too much. You may find that you're neglecting your general responsibilities, or you're using alcohol or drugs to relax. Sometimes you end up with diarrhea or constipation when you're overstressed. You may have chest pains or a rapid heartbeat. Doesn't mean you're having a heart attack, it just means you're stressed. May even mean you're having a bit of a panic attack. You may feel nauseous or dizzy, lose sex drive, or frequently get colds or the flu because of a weakened immune system. So these are some things that might happen when you're feeling stressed. And so a lot of times during the holidays, that's what we end up with. which is why it's really important to notice what's going on with yourself, within your own body, and learn how to take care of it through stress management. Here's an idea. Why don't you turn off your cell phones and your iPads and your computers? If you can't do it for a day, do it for a couple of hours. Sit in front of a fire. Turn on some holiday music that might be soothing. Not all the hard jangling jingle bell stuff, but something that might be a little bit more classic or new agey. Read a book. Believe it or not, I've been doing some reading on broth. You know, broth. And of course, for those of you that are vegetarian, vegetable broth. But I'm talking about chicken broth, beef broth. And what I mean is not the little bouillon cube that you get and throw it in a cup of hot water. I'm talking about getting some real animal bones, I'm sorry people, covering it with water, boiling it until you have a nice, deep, thick broth. It is so calming, a glass or a cup of broth in a mug. Think about that. Tea is another thing. So, I'm going to give myself some time every day. Turn everything off. Turn on some music. Half an hour, cup of tea before I go to bed. Unwind. Unplug. Practice some meditation. Force myself to slow down. One of the things my husband and I have done in the past is we've read to each other Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. You know, the one with the ghosts. Christmas present, Christmas past. Scrooge. Every night we read a chapter. He reads some paragraphs out loud. I read some paragraphs out loud. We just sit and read the book. Cup of tea. Cup of hot cocoa. Fire in the fireplace. 20 minutes. Read a chapter. What a great thing to do with your whole family and your kids every night at Christmas. To read a chapter out of the book. Now, we're into Advent. For those of you that are practicing Christians, Advent is basically the 4 weeks before Christmas. And many people will have what we would call an Advent wreath. Every Sunday you light a candle. There's four candles all together and you say some prayers. And it's something that you can do every night. Light a candle, say some prayers. Again, it's about having that quiet time, unplug, refocus, turn off the television, and do something like that. It's a great family time. Or play a game, a board game. Again, turn off the computers, turn off the phones, turn off the gadgets, and give yourself a half an hour of family time. Read something else as a family. Look up Christmas poetry. Of course, the night before Christmas, we all know, is a poem. But every night, pick a different poem. We've gotten away from doing things like that. There's such a wealth of literature that we don't even tap into. So after dinner, even before the table gets cleared. We're going to sit here as a family, and we're going to read a poem. Each one of us gets a stanza. We're going to pass the book around, and we're going to read it. We're going to participate in something that is going to bring us together as a family. It's an interesting way to prepare for the holidays. And it calms you down from the whole day of running around and rushing around and work and shopping and preparing and all of that. It is a forced time to slow down. Go for a drive. Look at the Christmas lights. Take your family. We're going to get in the car tonight. We're going to go out. We're going to look at the lights. Take some time and go cut a tree. Don't just go pick it out of the grouping of trees. Go as a family and cut down a tree. Spend time together as a family to decorate the tree. Even if you have a fake one, do it as a family. Have hot cocoa. Again, hot cocoa. Christmas music. Make it a family time. Put the gadgets away. So this year, make a resolution before it's time to make resolutions to de-stress over the holidays. Do some deep breathing, some meditation, some mindfulness practices. Know your limits. Don't overspend. Don't overeat. Go to bed when you're tired. Turn off the gadgets. Practice some family time. Learn to say no. Have realistic expectations. Even let some things go. And you may find that you will have a much less stressful holiday. So I am coming to the end of my show for today. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. You can go on my website, www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altaroll with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. So you can find out more of what I do. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I work with individuals, adults, adolescents, couples. I deal with depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of clients that I work with are struggling with early recovery from addiction, or people who have a family member who is struggling with addiction or alcoholism. Anger management, grief and loss, so many different things. I don't keep a waiting list. So if you do need to make an appointment, if I can't see you this week, I will definitely work at seeing you next week. In addition to that, please go on Facebook, on Counselors Chat, and friend me on Counselors Chat. You can also see a list of all the different shows that I've done there. And you can also go on.